Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, September 5th. Happy Resurrection Day. I am reading from the New International Version, and we pick up in 1 Timothy chapter 6, which is the last chapter in the book of 1 Timothy. All who are under the yoke of slavery should consider their masters worthy of full respect, so that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered. Those who have believing masters should not show them disrespect just because they are fellow believers. Instead, they should serve them even better because their masters are dear to them as fellow believers and are devoted to the welfare of their slaves. These are the things you are to teach and insist on. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, they are conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between people of corrupt mind, who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from all of this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in His own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal, and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To Him be honor and might forever. Amen. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed, and in so doing have departed from the faith. Grace be with you all. Before we move on, I just want to talk about verse 13 for a moment. It talks about Christ Jesus testifying before Pontius Pilate, making the good confession. And so I had to go back to the book of John to remember what Jesus's confession was before Pontius Pilate. We find in John chapter 18 a conversation between Pilate and Jesus. Pilate says, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus replies, "Is that your own idea? Or did others talk to you about me?" Then Pilate gets defensive and he says, "Am I a Jew? Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it that you have done?" And this is the good confession. "My kingdom is not of this world," Jesus says. "If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into this world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." Jesus confesses to the truth that he is the king, and we also confess that he is king, he is Lord over all. And so in light of that, these final commands that Paul gives to Timothy are important. If we believe that Jesus is king, then we who are rich in this present world are called not to be arrogant, not to put our hope in wealth, but to put our hope in God who raised Jesus from the dead and one day will raise us up to be with Jesus, to remind us that this life has purpose, that we are called to be on mission with the Lord, to be generous and willing to share. And then also, we turn away from godless chatter, from things that don't matter in this world, and we turn our attention to what is pure and lovely and what is praiseworthy. And so, in light of the truth that Jesus is Lord, we ask that God, you would help us to live differently today. Okay, let's move forward into the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 106, verses 1 through 18. "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving praise. We have sinned, even as our ancestors did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. When our ancestors were in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindnesses, and they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his namesake, to make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it dried up. He led them through the depths, as through a desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. From the hand of the enemy, he redeemed them. The waters covered their adversaries. No one of them survived. Then they believed his promises and sang his praise. But they soon forgot what he had done and did not wait for his plan to unfold. In the desert, they gave in to their craving. In the wilderness, they put God to the test. So he gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease among them. In the camp, they grew envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was consecrated to the Lord. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan. It buried the company of Abiram. Fire blazed among their followers. A flame consumed the wicked. And now let's move on to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are in Ezekiel chapter 34, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 10. As I read over this passage in preparation for the podcast, I was reminded of Jesus as our good shepherd, as this passage is going to talk about the Lord being Israel's shepherd. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to you, shepherds of Israel, who only take care of yourselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, or healed the sick, or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays, or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, because my flock lacks a shepherd, and so has been plundered, and has become food for all the wild animals, and because my shepherds did not search for my flock, but cared for themselves rather than for my flock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against the shepherds, and I will hold them accountable for my flock. I will remove them from tending the flock, so that the shepherds can no longer feed themselves. I will rescue my flock from their mouths, and it will no longer be food for them. Thank y'all for listening along as we read God's Word together on this Sunday, as we think of worshiping together if you are in town, or even if you're worshiping while you're on a walk. I just want to thank you for reading alongside the church and contending to try to know God's Word better. As we close, I want to read you a benediction in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. And I have chosen this benediction because it talks about our Lord Jesus as the good shepherd, the one who, while the Israelite shepherds failed, those who were supposed to be pastoring the flock of Israel, they failed. They looked after their own interests. They did not care for the flock. We see in Jesus something totally different. Even in one of his parables where he talks about leaving the 99 to go for the one, looking, caring for the lost, seeking to help when others have needs. And so I just want to thank our good shepherd today, and I want to pray this benediction over us as we close. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.